Hello friends, I welcome you to this very interesting learning session on Revenue Cycle Management in Healthcare Chapter 1, Medical Records Management. But before that, let me introduce myself. I am Sandeep Gupte and I am working as a performance consultant and as a trainer in one of the leading multinational pharmaceutical company. I have done my graduation in science with drugs and dyes from Mumbai University. And I am also a diploma holder of Indian Society of Training and Development, New Delhi. I have a very rich experience of 33 years in building pharmaceutical brands and developing people in sales and marketing. So let's start learning. The agenda for this learning session will be, we'll try to know how this medical records management has developed over the years. Then we'll also see that what is the use of these medical records and how are the medical records prepared, maintained, retained and destroyed. We will also learn what is the function of medical record department and what are the different type of formats or forms of a medical records. We'll try to know who owns these medical records and we will also see how to reconstruct lost or damaged medical records. So let's start learning. But first of all, let's learn the history. That is how this development of medical records has taken place. The preparation of medical records dates back into the 19th century. It has got a very long history. Earlier, only few hospitals maintained the medical records and these medical records were usually kept next to the patients who were admitted in the hospitals. The medical records were handwritten and produced in duplicate or triplicate by using a carbon paper, and this process was very laborious. Administrative staff would prepare these reports and handwritten but supervised by healthcare professional. Then the change started coming in. So what was the first change? There was an increased workload led to the introduction of several machines such as typewriters, dictaphones, computers in the medical record department. The second change was maintenance of these medical records for all patients' encounters such as admission, OPD, emergency room, etc. as opposed to earlier where only medical records were kept for in-house patients only. The change three was transformation. Transformation of paper records to the electronic records. Computers replaced filing cabinets and were used to transcribe as well as to store the medical reports of a patient. And the fourth change was general set of rules and guidelines which were laid down for a preparation of a proper and accurate medical records. Dr. Lawrence Weed is known as the father of problem-oriented medical record. Short form is POMR. Now, in view of the well-organized documentation of a medical records is essential for sound clinical decision-making. And that is why Dr. Weed created a format which is known as a SOAP, Subjective Objective Assessment Plan. And the benefit of this plan was, this was the format which emphasizes on a simple but well organized validation of a findings followed by the assessment and plan of action. So now let's learn about what is this medical records and what is the function and what is this medical records department. This medical record is a very systematic documentation of information about the patient's past medical history as well as ongoing treatment. The other terms which are very commonly used in medical record are medical report or a patient's chart or health record or a health medical chart. the technician or the person who records this medical information is known as a medical record technician, and he maintains this medical record by entering, compiling, reviewing and filing appropriately into the computer or on the paper. The department which interested with the safekeep of maintenance and the medical records is known as a medical records department. So one may ask a question, what is the use of these medical records? Let me tell you, medical records are very, very important, because accurate medical records help in easy insurance claim or mediclaim settlement. Further to that, a medical record acts as a legal documentary evidence in the medico-legal cases and needs to be presented in the court whenever necessitated. Properly managed medical record is required for both patients as well as for the doctor or a physician to obtain and provide present and continued care for the patient. Further to that, medical records is the only documentary evidence with the physician to prove that the treatment given to the patient was right and defend by any allegation of a medical negligence. At the same time, this medical record also helps to those patients who are the victim of medical negligence. Medical record is used for ongoing records review or close record review by healthcare professionals, which helps in compilation of various kinds of reports and statistical information. For example, to evaluate morbidity and mortality rate, or to evaluate malnutrition index, infectious or communicable disease report, population census, and even for fertility rate. The retention period of medical records, and we will also try to understand the destruction of medical records. Now, the rules are not same. Different countries and different states have their own sets of rules and regulations pertaining to the period of the retention and method of destruction of a medical records. Now in India, as per the Medical Council of India, medical records should be maintained of indoor patients for a period of 3 years from the date of commencement of the treatment in the standard pro forma laid by Medical Council of India. Generally, hospitals retain these medical records for longer than retention period, because for a research purpose and of course for avoiding any medico-legal issues. National Accreditation Board for Hospital and Healthcare Providers accredited hospitals in India to follow the retention period of a medical records as of US, that is United States. And in United States, the general rule defines that the period of storing medical records is for inpatients, 7 years, outpatients, 5 years, medico-legal cases, 15 to 30 years or until the final court hearing. For minor patients, maintain the records until patient reaches to age of 23 and or for 10 years from the last date of the treatment, whichever is greater. And in United Kingdom, it is observed that general practitioners are required to keep the medical records for minimum 10 years. So, this is the particularly retention period. But now let's see the method of destruction. In order to retain the medical records for prolonged period of the time, hospitals have to bear the impact of secure storage cost of these records. And since medical records contains a very sensitive protected health information of every patient, it needs to be stored securely. To avoid the high maintenance cost to store the medical records, hospitals opt to destroy the medical records after the completion of the retention period. So, which are the steps they take while destroying these medical records? The steps that need to be taken as a good practice before destroying the medical records are like this. Number one, publish an advertisement in a regional and national newspaper giving all the details about the period of medical records to be destroyed. Second step, proper choice of method for destruction of the medical records should be chosen. Third, one should maintain a log of a medical records destruction for reference in future by filing medical records destruction form. So, which are the destruction methods? If the medical records are paper based, then one can destroy it by shredding or incinerating. If medical records is on a electronic data like magnetic tape or microfilm or floppy disk, CD or DVD, then also of course shredding and incinerating. But if it's a physical device, something like pen drive or HDD or SSD, then straight away purging is the right way of destruction method. A simple medical record destruction form would contain certain very important points. The name of the authorizer, then period for which the records are destroyed or purged, medical record numbers, date of destruction, method of destruction, and name of the destroyer, and if there is any witness, his name also should be mentioned. Now let's learn how the proper medical records are prepared. In absence of any global statutory body to govern the medical records management, there is no confirmation in the medical records from different medical facilities. Worldwide accepted guidelines are there, and now we will see one by one that. One of the guidelines is that for every new patient, a medical record number should be assigned. What is this medical record number? It's a unique number given to the patient for identification within the hospital setting. It will differ from one medical facility to another medical facility. Second is, in case medical records are prepared by hand, details entered in the patient's medical record should be very well legible. The third is, the basic structure of any medical record constitutes of following, and it should be repeated on each and every page of a medical record and at the same time, at the same place on the page. And the record should be something like patient's name should be mentioned, date of birth, gender, patient's contact information, that is patient's address, email, phone should be mentioned, on which date the patient visited, medical record number should be mentioned, primary care provider, who was the doctor who first attended the patient, that should be mentioned, admitting or treating facility, and also a physical address, email and phone number of the doctor who is treating the patient, that is facility's contact information, also should be mentioned. The fourth important point is that medical facility needs to maintain a list of a medical abbreviations and acronyms used in the medical records approved by recognized national or global medical body. Another one very important point is that all types of forms used in the medical record department should be of the same size, identical. All the papers in the medical reports folder should be clipped properly, stapled properly, in order to avoid any missing or any loss of any important paper. In case of any amendment in the medical records, it should be rewritten in a very proper way, of course only by a doctor or a physician, and the reason for rewriting should be specified along with the doctor's signature. Now let's learn about the yet another term which is known as a Master Patient Index, MPI. Master Patient Index is an index created utilizing the unique medical record number. And this MPI is a specific to the particular hospital and will differ from one hospital to another. This MPI is prepared by the medical record department and used to identify and locate the patient's medical information as on current date or maybe in the future also. This master patient index should only contain minimum information which is required to identify and locate the patient's medical record. And in India, Aadhaar card number or a PAN card number has the potential to use the prepared master patient index in the foreseeable future. Now let's learn about principles for preparation of master patient index, MPI. Filing of master patient index should be in alphabetical order, excluding the titles. If surname, first name, middle name are the same for any two patients, then the date of birth needs to be considered. Filing from the oldest to the youngest. Manual master patient index card should be uniform size and written legibly. Computerized master patient index card should have the ability to modify whenever it is needed, and this MPI should not contain any clinical findings pertaining to the patient's disease or treatment. Computerized master patient index should be able to automatically generate medical records numbers for a new patient. So I am sure you must have understood that this medical record department is a very important department, and it has got a certain very important functions to perform. Now let's see those functions for which medical record department is essential. Medical record department oversee the registration and admission process of the patient. Second thing is that this department assign a unique medical record number for patient identification, and also creates this medical patient identification number for easy identification and location of a medical records. Further to that, this department ensures completeness of the medical records with respect to patient's medical details and consent forms. Permanently files patient's medical records in a chronological order after patient's discharge or a death for easy accessibility in the future. This department also retrieves medical records for follow-up patients' care as well as research studies. Online, offline registration of a birth and deaths and issuance of birth or a death certificate is also very important. Though in some cases the birth certificates are issued by the local ward offices. Another one very important function is medical record department prepare various kind of statistical reports as required by the health department, and it also attends and resolves medico-legal issues relating to the release of patient's information and other judicial matters. So there are different type of medical records. Now let's learn about that. Now these medical reports are generated depending upon the patient where it is seen by the medical facility. So one of the kind of a medical record is inpatient medical record. So when patient is admitted in the hospital for the treatment, or the patient is hospitalized until discharge. Another record is outpatient medical record. So of course this is generated when patient is treated in the physician's office or a clinic or a hospital, but it is not hospitalized, it is not admitted. Patient goes back to the home. The decision to admit the patient as an outpatient or as an inpatient depends upon the attending physician's assessment about the seriousness of the illness or the injury. So if the illness or injury is very, very serious but natural, doctor will ask and advise patients to get admitted. So those patients are known as inpatients. Of course, if it is treated normally, the patient is allowed to go back home. So for a non-serious injuries or non-serious illness, outpatients. The admitted patient can only leave the hospital after being discharged by the physician. So it's a kind of a permission or a certification given by the physician. By chance or in case, if any patient leaves the hospital without physician's consent, then it is termed as a discharge against medical advice. Some examples of outpatient treatments or patients Suppose the patient visits into emergency room and reporting some kind of infection of an eye or a ear or a stomach or a limb, and the physician, after initial observation, he feels that it is not very severe. The patient is, after treatment, patient is allowed to go back home. It's outpatient. Certain times, the certain surgeries like rhinoplasty or tonsillectomy or tummy tucks are same day surgery. By the evening, patient is allowed to go back home, outpatient. Dialysis is becoming very common nowadays. So dialysis or blood transfusion, patient comes to the hospital early in the morning, gets the treatment of dialysis, and then by evening he goes back. Another thing is that for various laboratory tests or for imaging studies or for x-rays also, patient visits the hospital, takes the treatment and goes back. All these examples are of outpatients. Now another fact is that current observation is there is an increased outpatient services as compared to inpatient services. Now why it has happened? The major factors are rise in medical cost, and second is there is a tremendous advancement in the healthcare treatments and technology. Now it is a fact that whenever patient gets admitted, or particularly for inpatients, the cost is exorbitant, because doctors or physicians treatment fee as well as stay in the hospital, everything goes very high cost. So rise in medical cost is one of the reason. Further to that, advancement in healthcare treatment and technology, so several operative procedures now can be performed in a physician's office. So now these are the main two factors which are causing the rate of outpatient care to grow more significantly as compared to the rate of inpatient care. Further to that, now let's learn about the format of medical records. There are various formats of paper-based medical records used to document the medical records of the patient. Which are those? One of them is source-oriented medical record, problem-oriented medical record, and integrated medical records. As the name suggests, source-oriented medical record consists of conventional form of documenting the medical records. Medical information is organized chronically according to the source of documentation. This system has got a very good merits. What are those? It is very easy to create and easy to locate. It is easy to maintain, and finding of the information of a source is also very simple. But at the same time, this has got certain demerits also. This system, that is source-oriented medical records, is difficult and time-consuming to get full clinical picture of the patient. It creates many sections and subsections in the medical records department. Say for example, if nurse records medical information, it will be located into nursing department. And if there is a laboratory test, it will be kept under the laboratory section. And if there is any radiological test it is done, like a x-ray or something like that, it will be placed under the radiology section. Now compiling all this information becomes little tedious. This is the demerit. Let's see the second, problem-oriented medical record. Of course, as mentioned earlier, this was introduced by Dr. Lawrence Weed in 1960. And it is arranged according to the each patient's problem or illness, and it is relevant to the medical history. A unique number is assigned to the each problem, and problems are organized mostly in reverse chronological order. It consists of database of information, that is collection of information, then problem list, creating a list of all problems, initial plan, formulation of a care for each problem, and progress note, that is SOAP note for each problem. This system has got a very good merits that it is easily depicted full clinical picture of a patient for a specific problem, and this system facilitates for easy patient treatment and progress as it is more informational. It has a structured approach and therefore provides high degree of organization, as all the data to a specific problem are arranged in a logical sequence. POMR has got certain demerits also. It is time consuming to create a new record. Creation and filing of POMR requires some initial training to the structure of organization. There is a repetition of a medical information related to the more than one problem. Now let's see the merits and demerits of integrated medical record, IMR. It integrates reports from all the available sources, and it can be arranged in chronological order or reverse chronological order. And the merits are, it is less time consuming while filing a report. In this, all instances of a specific diagnosis and treatment are filed together, so easily accessible. But the demerits are, it is difficult to compare information related to the same subject and time consuming. Retrieval of the related information is hard and time consuming. Now we have seen the formats of medical records. Now let's understand about the forms of medical records. There are different forms of a medical records which exist in today's healthcare system. There is a paper form, there is an electronic form, and there is a hybrid form also. The paper-based medical records constitutes those medical records which are stored on the paper. Electronic medical records constitutes those medical records which are stored electronically or digitally. And as name suggests, hybrid medical records constitutes those medical records which are stored partly on the paper and partly on digital or electronic format. So this system also has got certain merits as well as demerits. So for paper-based medical records, the benefits are, these are simple and easy to initiate and has low cost. It does not require any kind of technical training, and this is readily available and no downtime or something like that. Electronic medical reports also has got a very good merits. Easily accessible, as all information is on one place, and which turns helps in better clinical decision making. This system provides enhanced security sensitive patient's health information as compared to paper records. And electronic system eliminates storage cost and reduces administrative cost also. Let's see the hybrid medical cost advantages. Merits: attractive option for hospitals which wants to avoid huge cost of conversion of a paper records into the digital records. It also provides an alternative hospital having professionals who use both paper and electronic form or medical records. But particularly, what are the demerits? Well, paper-based medical records requires large volume of storage space. Same time, paper records can be easily stolen or lost. Legible handwriting medical records are sometimes hard to particularly read and understand what is the details about the patient. And it is a costly affair because storage and manpower involves. The demerits of electronic are, electronic records might be lost due to the system crashes or if not backed up periodically, and also are at a risk to be stolen by the data thieves or hackers. Electronic medical records requires a training to the medical staff for the operational of the EMR. Lack of comprehensive standardization makes data exchange very, very difficult, and this acts as a deterrent in switching over to different electronic medical record systems. It is a costly affair to implement and maintain this electronic medical report. The hybrid demerits are, accessibility is difficult as medical professional has to look into the both manual and electronic records. Involves access staff cost to maintain both manual and electronic records. So we have seen the three forms of medical records: paper based, electronic and hybrid. And we have also understood what are the merits and demerits of all the three types of medical forms. Now let's learn about who owns these medical records. Ownership. generally the physician or a hospital is the true owner of the medical records, and it is their duty to protect the medical information of a patient and to maintain it the confidentiality at any cost. On the contrary, particularly in our country, India, the medical records of the patient remains with the patient and not with the doctor, and the patient becomes the owner of a medical records. There are certain exceptions like a government hospitals or so. Either way, whether the medical records are with the hospital or with the patient, it is believed to be sole property of the patient, and the patient has every legal right to ask for a copy of a medical record or access to the medical information as the need basis. Very important point now we are going to discuss: release of patient information. All medical records information deemed to be a strictly confidential and cannot be disclosed to any unauthorized personnel under any circumstances without a proper authorization. There are certain exceptions. Now let's see which are the exceptional and due to which hospitals releases the medical information of a patient. One of the thing is that if the medical record needs to be shared with the different physician or a hospital in order to provide better medical treatment of the patient, then medical records can be shared. If court orders for its release obtained in the medical legal cases such as accidents, medical negligence, etc. Third is if patient asks for a copy of a medical records to seek a second opinion from the another physician. Fourth exception is that healthcare power of attorney of a patient has the right to access the medical records as long as the patient has signed a release records, but the extent of access will be limited to those information which will be required to make an informed decision. This medical record department may contain, and always they will hold, a raw medical data also. Now this is very important. Protected health information is a confidential and cannot be shared. Therefore, if this raw medical data is to be shared with somebody, then it has to be de-identified. What do you mean by de-identified? De-identification is the process used to prevent person's identity from being connected with the information. And the simplest way to de-identification is to delete all the personal identifiers from the records. Once those records are de-identified, then the data is no longer protected health information of a very specific patient, and it is called as a raw medical data. So what is the usage of this raw medical data? This raw medical data most of the times is used by government agencies and medical researchers to construct various type of statistical reports such as morbidity and mortality rate or population census or malnutrition index, etc., etc. Another one use of this raw medical data is that it is used by medical researchers to find out the best medical treatment or a procedure for a disease. It is believed that the findings of the most effective and affordable treatment for a certain diseases and conveying them to the medical fraternity along with the better governance and the transparency will go a long way to curb or bring an end to cut or kickback type of practice. Sometimes some natural calamity, accident or a disaster can destroy these medical records also. So a disaster recovery plan is a very crucial for every healthcare facility in the event of failure of a medical records department to preserve the records of each and every patient. In case the medical facility is outsourcing its medical record storage to a different provider, then it has to ensure that the third party contractor provides a secure and compliant patient medical storage services. In case the medical facility maintains and stores the medical records on its own, either on site or at an off-site location, it is the sole responsibility of the hospital to ensure the protection of a medical records. There are some simple steps that can be taken to safeguard the medical records, and those are known as a 4S steps. First is salvage. Save the medical records from being damaged or destroyed. Take a precaution. Second, search. Conduct exhaustive search to locate the missing records by chance if those are missed. Third S is start reconstruction. If the document is permanently lost, attempt to reconstruct such as reprint or a retranscribe should be done. Fourth is scribe. If all first three options fail, then the facility should make a documentation of the date on which the disaster took place, number of patients' medical record lost, natural or man-made disaster that caused the loss, and if possible, the efforts made to recover the records also should be recorded. So, thank you for attending this session. And in this session, as per our agenda, what we have covered is that how the medical records are managed and developed over the years, history we have touched, what is the use of medical records and how these medical records are prepared, maintained, retained and destroyed also we have seen. What is the function of this medical record department we have discussed in a very detail, and what are the different type of formats and forms of medical records we have studied. We have studied who owns the medical records and how to reconstruct the lost or damaged medical records also. So I thank you for attending this session. Thank you.